You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Thanks so much for joining me today here on Rolanda On Demand. I'm Rolanda Watts, and I am so glad that you're joining me for this very important episode because I just want to dedicate it to the matters of the heart, the business of the heart today. After all, it is National Heart Month. And folks in the medical field are advising us to know the signs and symptoms of heart disease and seek treatment if we think that we are having some challenges in that department. According to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, heart disease remains the leading cause of death in the United States, causing approximately 1 in 4 deaths. And this is the month when across the nation, we are taking time to recognize February as Heart Month. A national Wear Red Day, you might remember, happened earlier this month, and it just kind of brings attention to maybe checking our lifestyles, because that's really what's causing all the issues. I mean, everything from what we eat and the fact that we're sitting behind the computers all day and not getting up working out the way that we need to, or we're vaping or smoking or too much alcohol, whatever it is, the things that we can do to combat it. And understanding cholesterol is one of the things. High blood cholesterol. These are things that we need to understand so that we can better take care of ourselves and make better choices throughout the day. We're going to be talking today with my friend, Dr. Majid Ali. He is into optimum wellness. He'll certainly have some great tips for us today as we take on the matters of the heart on this episode of Rolanda On Demand.
It's road time.
Welcome to Rolanda On Demand.
I love my podcast because we not only tackle the tough issues of the day, but we deal with hot topics, celebrity interviews, and information that can help you in your business or relationships.
This is Rolanda On Demand.
I was so happy to go to my doctor, and when she took a look at my cholesterol, you know, because you go through all those tests, and she said, Rolanda, I got to tell you, one thing you're not going to die of is heart disease. I have really good cholesterol. I was really happy to hear that. Now, I may have some few other issues, but the cholesterol seems to be under control, and I'm really happy about that. I don't know if it's what I'm doing, if it's more than genetics or whatever, but cholesterol is a very important thing to pay attention to, and even though I'm here at this age getting a good cholesterol report, I'm still going to keep a check on it because you never know, it might sneak up on you. What is cholesterol anyway? You know, half of us don't even quite get it. So we wanted to talk about cholesterol because there are things that we can do right now to help save our lives. With heart disease being the number one killer of women, we always want to take care of our heart and and have some heart about it. We decided to bring in Majid Ali. He's a good buddy of ours. Majid, welcome back to the neighborhood.
Great being back on.
And listen, you know what? I love that you're not only an acupuncturist and a sports performance nutritional counselor, but you're a fitness trainer and you're in business with your wife, and you also have gotten your kids involved.
Yep. It's a disgustingly healthy and happy family.
So. That's an amazing thing. So health is a part of your family business.
Yeah, it's what we do. It's just it's how we eat, it's how we think, and it's just pretty much what we've kind of based our whole lifestyle on, and it's just part of everyday existence. So it makes it easy. We don't have to overthink it.
Majid, talk about a family practice.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Big time.
Big time. So help us understand, what is cholesterol and why should we pay such close attention to it?
Well, you know, the thing with cholesterol is that people have kind of a bad image of it. They just think of it as bad because that's all we hear is cholesterol this, cholesterol that. It's always reference to heart disease, but cholesterol in and of itself is really a good guy. It helps us make our hormones. It maintains the integrity of the brain, the lining of the brain and organs. It helps the immune system. It helps maintain a certain amount of viscosity in the blood, so things move across cell walls. It helps us absorb our fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, those type of things, vitamin K. So it really is very, very important. What happens is that because of, unfortunately, much of our lifestyle, many people have elevated cholesterol levels. Now, the distinction has to be that there's something called serum cholesterol, which is made, our body makes about 75% of that in the liver, which a lot of people don't realize. Then there's dietary cholesterol, which comes from our foods. And even then, people don't really understand that. Cholesterol can only really come from really saturated fats, primarily from animal fats and things like palm oil or coconut oil. So, so vegetables have no cholesterol. So when someone says this is a vegetarian thing, it's cholesterol-free, well, yes, it should be.
Because vegetables have no cholesterol.
Right, exactly.
So really, when we get cholesterol problems or issues or what we have to watch before we get them, it's really the fatty meats.
It's the fatty meats. It's the, and it's the overprocessed foods. What happens is with the saturated fats, it's far easier for those things to be converted to a fat, which means it gets converted to something that will make the body produce more cholesterol. But also the same thing can happen if we eat too many of other foods. If we eat too much starches, which a lot of people do, or too
pasta.
Much protein, if the body can't use it correctly, it stores it as a fat, which means we produce more triglycerides, which is the fat storage mechanism, which means we make more cholesterol, which means the potential of making more something called LDLs are higher. Now, and
so
LDL,
wait, let's stop right there, because in other words, what I hear you saying is you eat too much starch, you eat too much pasta, you eat too much bread, you eat too much sugar. That's what's going to create an issue.
Yeah, as well, because the thing that happened, which was interesting, was, you know, when we had that big low-fat craze, they were noticing that there wasn't significant changes in LDLs and cholesterol. And so then they had to say, well, take a step back and say, well, where did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the realization that people were, you know, they were eating the pretzels, the pastas. Because, you know, back in the 80s, pasta was very popular because all the marathoners were
That's
eating.
Right.
But the thing was that what they failed to tell you was that they were also running about 80 miles a week.
So
they could have pasta every night, you know. The rest of us that are, you know, as I jokingly tell most people, their biggest exercise is walking to their car. Having that type of starchy intake.
But the bottom line is, Majid, no matter what we talk about, and, you know, we do a lot of different segments on health, and every single angle, it comes back to the same thing, eating right and working out.
Yeah.
Eating right and exercise, that's the bottom line. And also, let's go through the wonderful foods that are out there, probably in our refrigerator and cabinets right now, that can help us battle the cholesterol dilemma.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
Let me remind you, you can always find out what's going on if you subscribe to the show. Just don't listen. Come on in and subscribe, and that way I can keep you abreast of all the new stuff I have coming up every week. Let me also remind you, Valentine's Day is coming up and Destiny Lingers, my romance suspense novel, awaits you. It's endorsed by Dr. Maya Angelou, and it's a really juicy interracial love story. Also, don't forget, you can get your Cameo. Get your Cameo now. Go to cameo.com/RolandaWatts, R-O-L-O-N-D-A, and order a personalized greeting that I will make fun and fantastic and get your message to somebody special, especially if you love them. It's Valentine's Day and any occasion. You're proud of your kid for getting into college? Let me send them a congratulations. You want to tell somebody how much you love them? Let me send them a love note. Let me help you share the love. Now, let's get to our show. Thank you so much for listening to Rolanda on Demand. And like I say, don't forget to subscribe and share.
It's Row Time.
Welcome back to Rolanda on Demand.
Practices that we can pick up in our family to lower that cholesterol and live a longer and more productive life. I try to eat some of these things, and I noticed that the things that you were talking about that really help bring down the cholesterol, I eat a lot of the stuff.
Right.
you know.
Yeah, and it's things that we have around the house, you know, garlic, oatmeal, mm-hmm. Apples, just the natural pectin in the apples is great. Of course, you can buy apple pectin as well, but, you know, all the legumes, lentils, red beans, white beans, black beans, those are all very, very helpful as well. So there's things that are around the house, or, you know, even just going to, if you go to a healthy, you know, just get the healthy Mexican beans, the black beans.
Mm-hmm. I love beans and greens. That's the southerner
yeah,
in me.
Yeah, you know, but I think that's it's a good way to be. You know?
Yeah.
And so then all the plant based foods that have water soluble fiber, which again are all your green leafies, things like broccoli, cauliflower. You know, all those things are very, very good. And then you can do some other things. You can, juicing can be very, very, very helpful.
Yeah, talk about that. One of my concerns is everybody talks about how much sugar there is in the juice.
Well, it depends on what you're using. So if you're doing, you know, all apple, carrot, and beets, which everybody usually does because it tastes good, then mm-hmm. that's way too much sugar. But if you're using that with some green things, like a great one is you can use a little apple with parsley, some like the beet tops themselves mm-hmm. and the beets. And so now, you know, and then you have like a couple of slices of the beets and a half of an apple. And
now I understand the beets actually cleanse your liver.
Yeah, the beets cleanse the liver and the bile, and as well as the green beet tops themselves. So it helps reduce the bile. Carrots and the carrot juice helps flush the liver as well. So, and what's interesting, of course, is that they all have vitamin A mm-hmm. in it as well. So you get a great source of the vitamin A, which helps with the antioxidant effect. You know, so if you get the right blend of things, then you can do it. But what happens with people is usually go for the sweeter juices. So, and even when you're juicing, if you're doing, you know, 4 to 6 ounces a couple of times a day or once a day, that's plenty.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
because
it takes a lot of carrots to make a little bit of carrot juice. So that's like eating all those carrots.
Yeah.
So come on.
And it's a ton of sugar. You know, if you buy any of the naked juice or things like that, look at the side, and, you know, the a serving of carrot juice is, you know, about 24 grams of sugar.
Yeah. We're talking to Majid Ali today, who is our health expert. He is an acupuncturist. He's a sports performance nutritional counselor and a fitness trainer. And he even has his kids and his wife involved in the business. It's a whole thing with them. But we're just talking about ways to really love our hearts. And, you know, Majid, I got to tell you this, man. You know, every once in a while you hear your heart beat and you, mm-hmm. it jumps, or somebody takes, you know. And we sometimes just forget it's in there making us live, you know?
Yeah, we take our health for granted. We take our health for granted. And what happens is most of our illnesses kind of sneak up on us. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we don't, that's why they call heart disease a silent killer.
Right. And it's taken out women, I tell you. You know, it's so bizarre because so many of us think it's breast cancer that's taking us women out. And it's heart disease.
Right. Yeah,
it's heart disease.
And for a while, it was mostly the men that were dying from it. But now,
right.
because women are in very similar lifestyles now because of the work and similar poor food choices or smoking, alcohol, you know, all those things drives it. So now if you do have family predisposition, it just, you know, puts you to the top of the list.
Let's talk about some of those things, because cholesterol can influence, from what I'm reading here, everything from Alzheimer's disease, hypertension, osteoporosis, cardiovascular problems. My goodness, what in the world are we taking in that we shouldn't be? Let's go through the do not do again list.
Well, the do not do is saturated fats. Again, those would be fried foods, the heavily meat, fat-laden meats. You know, like skin on the, like the fried chicken.
Oh, please don't take the skin from, don't, oh, come on, Majid.
You know, I love it like anybody else.
Don't take the skin off my fried chicken. And if you don't eat yours, can I have it?
Yeah. Now, here's the trick, though. If you cook the chicken if you fry the chicken with the skin on, take the skin off, and you still have the moist chicken. So that way you don't have to initially cook it.
Oh, yeah.
But it still isn't the same. I guarantee, I believe you. But, you know, once in a while, if you're having it, it's not that big a deal. It's just when people have it, as I tell people, like, you know, a cookie isn't a problem. A bag of cookies.
Well, you know what? When I feel like this, Majid, the first thing we do is we get on the phone and find one of our great chefs and say, come in here
right.
and teach us how to get that taste of that chicken skin without eating the chicken skin.
Right.
Because I'm going to get my texture now.
Right, yeah. And you have to have that because see, that's one of the things they did when they took fats out of foods, like Entenmann's was classic for that, and they like doubled the sugar.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so you, because when you remove that sustenance of fat from the the pleasure of fat from the taste buds, the brain starts looking for something else to replace it. And
yeah.
So a lot of times people do that. But high sugary foods, alcohol.
Look, and even things like dairy creamers and things
mm-hmm.
can get,
yeah.
get us give us some trouble with those milk products.
And the margarines, you know, if you don't get some of the ones made from the canola or some of the, with the hydrogenated fats, those can be an issue. A lot of times, just taking a healthy oil and heating it up too high in the when you're cooking makes the oil become rancid.
Right.
So, you know, even if you're getting the right oils, you have to make sure you're cooking it at the right temperature to not...
Who even thought about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's all those little things like that. Sometimes people have oils sitting in their cabinets for too long, and the rancidity sets in because of oxidation. So
another reminder to go through the cabinets in the refrigerator, look at the expiration dates, and chunk that stuff.
Right.
Majid, thank you so much.
Radio, it's Rolanda.
As opposed to getting that big pot out, you start with very little water. You start with your trinity, some onions and bell pepper and garlic.
I like that, your trinity.
There's all types of onions. I use every one, the red onion, the white onion, the brown onion, even the green onion.
And you say if you don't like onions,
don't even tell people that you have it in there.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
And so much fun. Hey, listen, remember, follow me on social media at Rolanda Watts. That's on Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook. Hey, and speaking of books, don't forget, it is the time of romance. And I would love it if you would pick up Destiny Lingers, my romance suspense novel, endorsed by Dr. Maya Angelou. It's about an investigative news reporter who gets a second chance at her first love. It's juicy. And speaking of love, why not send the love of your life a cameo this Valentine's Day? I'm one of the cameo people, and I would love it if you would get a cameo from me. Let me make a very special personalized message for the one you love, for your kids. It could be for your coworkers. It could be for the lady down the street in them. It could be for anybody. But let me make a very special creative message for you. I just did one for a kid who got into college, and the parents wanted me to make one for them. I've done them in the voice of Professor Wiseman and so much more. So please go check out cameo.com/Rolanda Watts, R-O-L-O-N-D-A. Go check it out, cameo.com/Rolanda Watts, and order your cameo today for Valentine's Day or any other special occasion. Anyway, follow me on social media on Facebook at Rolanda Watts, that's R-O-L-O-N-D-A, also at Twitter and IG, Instagram. I hope you have a beautiful day, and go out there and do something good.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.